And we are going to hear the Lord tonight speak to us that which he has put inside of me for months now. And normally I blot it out as soon as I get it, but this time it's, keep your mouth shut. So I've done a good job keeping it shut. He's helped me greatly. But we're going to begin by the blowing of the shofar, announcing a new year. Hallelujah. 3 months ahead of everybody else. In 3 months, we will be celebrating 2020. But we're stepping into something so awesome in God. Amen? So get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you so very much. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, Rabababab Shandele Bosheka. Blessed be the name of the living God. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. The prophetic announcement has been made. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Step into your breakthroughs. Amen. Step into the glory of God. Step into the best that God has for you and much more. In the mighty name of Jesus, experience what God has in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, the change has begun. Transformation is happening right now for me, my family, my church, my finances, my relationships. Everything that I am doing has been blessed of God, and I'm elevated by the authority of God to experience God's best and much, 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 much more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Rosh Hashanah begins tonight and is celebrated for 2 days, this sundown and Monday's sundown to Tuesday. But we are meeting tonight and tomorrow night. And the purpose is to hear what God has in his agenda. Many times when you go into a meeting, a board meeting, you have an agenda. This is what we're going to be doing for this meeting. Well, I come here to announce to you what God has in his agenda for us as his people, individually, corporately, and an experience that God will manifest in the lives of his people henceforth. Amen. Remember that every season starts, but in God, seasons don't end. Hallelujah. When God starts a particular thing, it doesn't end. But he announces it a long time before it comes to pass. For example, right there in the garden, Jesus was promised. Hallelujah. But he didn't come for thousands of thousands and thousands of years. And in the process, from the time that he was announced that he was coming, prophet after prophet prophesied the same thing. But it was like it was not going to happen until the fullness of time. Somebody say, the fullness of time. Say it again, the fullness of time. One more time, the fullness of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many months ago, the Lord spoke to me. He said, and I'm going to start with this announcement, and then I'm going to build. He said to me, you are stepping into the years of my manifested glory. I said, What did you say? He said, my manifested glory. He says, I am going to manifest myself like I have never manifested myself since Jesus came. The church of Jesus Christ is about to experience an explosive experience in God. Hallelujah. And you know the exciting thing about it? It is going to be God and God all by himself. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me, he said, I am going to carry you through this because you can't do this by yourself. You cannot manifest my glory by yourself. I am going to manifest myself. Oh, glory be to God. We should start going home now. God is going to show up in the earth. And he's going to do it through ordinary people. Hallelujah. You are going to see the mighty move of God like you've not seen it before. We've been having a taste here and there. But even the children are going to be hot, hot, hot. Children preaching in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, casting out demons by the authority of the Word of God, because God is going to manifest himself through every vessel that will give him the opportunity. He's going to show himself strong. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, Father. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, the second chapter, John chapter 2, verse 11. It says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. Oh, my Lord. Oh, wow. Thank you, Father. Oh, my Lord. This miracle happened at the wedding. Hallelujah. And the Lord just said to me, I am coming for my wedding. Oh, shakalababasha. I don't know how long the Lord is going to be, but he's about to show up. He's about to show up. Church, he's about to show up. And he's coming for his bride. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. This beginning of miracles. Oh, my. Thank you, Father, for that. Oh, shishalababashande. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his what? Glory. I told the Lord, I said, I need a verse. He said, forget about the verse. I will show you when I'm ready. Because he knows if he shows me the verse, my mouth is going to scratch me and I'm going to plop it out one just like that. So he kept it. He just held it. He held it. And then this morning he said, okay, we're here. But you can't say nothing. I said, Lord, I won't say nothing. He says, right here, I manifested forth my glory at the wedding. The bridegroom is ready, and the Holy Spirit is about to get the bride ready. Hallelujah. This is the days not of Elijah. These are the days of the Holy Spirit. Church, hear it. These are the days of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is about to do a work in the church like he's never done before, because the bride has to be spotless. The bride has to be blemish-free. The bride has to be wrinkle-free. The bride of Christ. Shalabo shekele masakaya. The bride is about to come alive in the name of Jesus. The bride, the church. Hallelujah. He manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You mean they didn't believe before? No. Like you've not believed yet. You're about to believe. Amen. Yeah. You're about to believe. Because God is going to manifest his glory. How did he do it? He took what was ordinary and produced something else. Water. Did he do it? It was the mother that was invited to the wedding feast. He happened to come along. Then the mother says, they've run out of wine, just like we have. Like them in the wedding feast, we have, if we are really true to ourselves, we have run out of wine. We tell stories about Smith Wigglesworth. We tell stories of the moves of God in the past. But I say to you today in the name of Jesus Christ that the church has not seen God's move. His real move is coming now. Hallelujah. It's a move that's going to shake everything. Nobody can stop this thing. Are you hearing me? Nobody can stop it. Not even the fake church. Persecution is not going to stop this, because you try to persecute this alive again church, it keeps on growing. It is unstoppable. You try to block it here, it shows up there. You try to block that, it shows up there. You try that, it shows up here. You try that, it shows up here. Every direction, it's going to show up. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord says, he reminds me, he said, son, do you remember when I said I was going to play football? There was a service we had here many years ago. It was a prayer conference. Now, I had so many men and women of God here, really anointed, and we were ready to preach. We were ready to minister. We were ready. And I came here, and the Lord says, today, I play football. I said, what? What does that mean? He said, I'm going to be quarterback. I said, so what does that mean? He said, the devil does not know where I'm going to throw the ball. So I'm looking. I said, is it me? Is it her? Is it him? Who? I'm looking at the stage. God went into the audience. Hallelujah. And God is using somebody inside the service to minister to people. We ministers were standing here and watching. There was no confusion. It was a move of God. And I say to you, the move is on. Amen. The move is on. I say the move is on. Yes, we have gone through a situation where the church has gone through chaotic experiences. And it seems like the earth is full of water, but it's also full of darkness, and it is void. And God is about to say, let there be light. Because light is about to come out of darkness. Oh, you didn't hear yet. You didn't hear yet. I said, light is about to come out of darkness. I'm saying that you, the light, you are about to come out of the darkness. That which has been hiding you, you're going to come out of it. You are breaking out of the darkness of limitation, breaking out of the darkness of poverty, breaking out of the darkness of sickness and disease, because God is right now manifesting His glory. It is the day of the manifested glory of God. There they were at the wedding. Water, or the wine rather, was all spent. And they needed more. And the mother of Jesus came to him and said, they are out of wine. Take me to the beginning of the passage. They are out of wine. And when they wanted wine, do you want the fresh wine of the Spirit? When they wanted wine, they were out of wine, and the mother of Jesus says unto him, they have no wine. Jesus says unto a woman, what have I to do with thee? What concern of that is mine? You're out of wine. So, you're the one invited. Mine hour, he said, mine hour, watch this, mine hour is not yet come. That's what Jesus said. He said, my hour, it's not my time yet. His mother turns away from him and says to the servants, not the disciples, the servants. Says to the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. This is the time God is going to have a very personal talk with you. Not what he says to everybody, to you. Whatever I say to you for you to do, just do it. Whether it makes any sense or doesn't make any sense. Because the key here is obedience. That's the first key. The key of obedience. I'll tell you the second key in a moment. Whatsoever I said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. I believe that will be about 18 gallons or something like that. So 6 of them. Now, these water pots were water pots that were full of water when the guests came in. They went to these water pots, they got water, and they washed their feet, and they washed their hands, and they stepped into the house, or into the area that the gathering was going to take place. So they did that. Jesus says unto these servants, fill the water pots with water. And they fill them up to the brim. So, why are they filling those water pots? And why is he asking for the water pots? Those water pots didn't contain wine before. Are you with me? They were just for cleansing. So if he wants to make wine, it only makes sense to get the other pots that had wine, the wineskins. Yeah? That's the natural place that you're going to put it. Oh, Lord. I'm speaking to you right now, and the Lord says, I don't like this. The Lord says that some seated here are not going to experience this move. He said that people from the streets, prostitutes, drug addicts, are going to be part of this move of his spirit. Oh my. I didn't see that coming. But I got to see what the Lord is saying. Amen? God is going to get, oh Lord. Oh my Lord. I didn't see that coming. But let me say what he's saying to me. He said he's inviting his people. But they are so busy doing their thing. And he gave a parable about this actually. He said, so he's going to go out into the streets, the highways and the byways, and he is going to have a body that he is going to use. Somebody say, Lord, don't count me out. I want to be part of your move. Hallelujah. Oh my. I sure didn't see that one coming. I think that's why you hid it from me, because I would have debated that one. Be ready not to miss it. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Please, don't miss this. Don't let the stones cry out. Be part of what God wants to do. Finish your race and complete it. Amen? You hearing me? I'm not just talking to you here. I'm talking to this world. Wow. Thank you for grace to continue. And he says unto them, draw out now and bear out unto the governor of the feast, and they bore it. Now, let me go back. So, put water into those pots. And then he says to them, after they fill those pots, take water from those pots and go present it to the governor. They are wanting wine. The governor sees them coming. It was still water. It brings us to the second key. First key, obedience. Second key, expectation. Are you with me? Expectation. And as they bring the water to him, he's expecting wine, not water. And so when he takes it, the water became wine. Are you with me? The water became wine based on an expectation. But what did Jesus do on his side when he had those pots filled with water? Ask me, and I've told you before, but maybe you forgot, but let me say it to you again. What did he do? When people first came and those water pots were filled with water, what did they have a lot of inside the party? Wine. Are you with me? Now that he filled it back up, the only thing he's doing is backing up time. Back to the beginning. And now they get better wine. Just like he's backing up time right now to the day of Pentecost. And then we end up with better, greater. Are you with me? He's backing up time. And he's backing up time in your life also to eradicate all of the waste, all of the mistakes, to start you afresh again. Amen. But you have to obey the instruction. And you have to be filled with expectation. Because as you are locked in with expectation, God is going to reveal himself in you, with you, through you. I don't want the stones to cry out in my place. Stones should praise God, but not in my place. Amen? Prostitutes and drug addicts and whoever else, they should experience the move of God, but not without me. Amen? I am going to be a vehicle through which God is going to manifest his glory like never before. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, they brought it, and the governor of the feast says, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, he didn't know where it came from, just like people are not going to know how this new move of God is going to happen. How did it happen? Can somebody explain to us what happened here? No. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom. He says, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. That's how the world does it. But thou hast kept the good wine until when? Now. We had good wine. But the good wine that we had compared to this is no longer good. Do you understand that the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost? But Jesus promised, you will be baptized. He promised baptism. They experienced infilling, and they got filled again. When they were being harassed, they got filled again. But God is saying, the days of baptism are here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The days of baptism has come. God will manifest himself in you and through you and empower you to live a fulfilled life, a life that glorifies the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When Jesus manifested himself, when Jesus showed up, demons cried out and said, have you come to destroy us before our time? But this time it's not going to be before our time. The story is changing. Time up. Time up. Time up. Your days of judgment have come. Hallelujah. It's going to come with the children. It's going to come with the teenagers. It's going to come with all of God's people, the young and the old. Amen. You hearing? It's a new day. And this is not going to be the work of the man. It's going to be the work of the Holy Spirit. Greater days are here. You shall do greater works. We have not seen greater works, but now we're about to experience what greater works is. And in the move of the greater works, one miracle after the other, after the other, after the other, that cannot be explained because it cannot be limited. Are you listening? Are you hearing? Are your eyes open to see? This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and unveiled, released, showed his glory. And his disciples believed on him. God is about to make a believer of every one of us. Amen? Those who are his disciples are about to believe. But who are his disciples? You want to know? You're not a disciple because I said, I'm a disciple. I am a disciple. No, Jesus says his disciples are people who walk in love and obey his commandments. They obey his commandments and walk in love. You don't walk in love, you are not his disciple. His disciples have to walk in love. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The manifested glory of God. When God manifests himself, there are definite things that happen. For this purpose was he manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen? With a manifestation of the glory of God unleashed. I like that word. Unleashed. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit unleashed. Ah, yeah. Glory of God unleashed. There will be destruction to the works of the devil. Amen? You're going to live a new life. God is going to carry you. God is going to carry me. If we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the goodness of the land. Amen? Things are going to yield their increase to you. Hallelujah. You know why? Anything that does not release its best to you will die. Oh, thank you. Yikes. I didn't see that coming. The Lord says, anything that does not release its best to you will die. Just like the fig tree that held back its ability because it said, I cannot because it is not my season. God says, I don't want to hear you talking about it's not my season. I'm telling you, the season has changed. And this season, you will produce fruit. Amen? Amen? Some say, I can because God in me is going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things are going to produce things for you. The earth shall yield its increase to you. Hallelujah. Nothing inside of you is going to be locked up anymore. Your true dignity is about to be revealed. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You can choose to believe, or you can choose to, let me wait and see. The boss will come while you are waiting in the room and will go, and you'll be running after the boss. It's not going to stop. Because the church of Jesus Christ is going to be blemish-free, spot-free, wrinkle-free. The bridegroom is on the move. Amen? He's coming, and Holy Spirit is about to do a quick work. A quick work. A quick work in you and in me. In every one of us, a quick work. Someone say, a quick work. Because when the bridegroom shows up, the wedding is on. Hello? The wedding is what? On. Now, Holy Spirit is going to make you up. Now, word of wisdom. Do like Esther. Tell Hege, I'm not going to choose anything. Choose for me. Hallelujah. Choose for me. Dress me the way you think the bridegroom is going to like. Hallelujah. If he doesn't want mascara on, I don't want mascara on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dress me up exactly the way I need to look. I don't want to be a Vashti look-alike. Did you hear what I said? I don't want to be a Vashti look-alike. You know what? This is the deal. Day of Pentecost, wonderful. Amazing, but this is something new. It's a continuation of the old, but an elaborate manifestation of what God had in mind when he started. Amen? Will you let God do it with your life? I'm going to let God do it with me. And if we let God do what God has on his mind, we will not recognize ourselves, because you will not be the way you look at yourself. You will see Jesus. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians. Come with me to the book of Second Corinthians, chapter 4. Actually, let me look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 8 first. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Because this is going to be the ministration of the Spirit of God. And it is going to be what? Glorious. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. That light is you. You're coming out. That commanded the light of his glory, to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts. See it? He shined in our hearts. Are you ready for this? I don't know if you're ready. He shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. The knowledge, the light of the knowledge, the revelation of the knowledge. See the light. It shined out of darkness. It shined out of darkness, and it shined in our hearts. So that's your heart. The light is shining on your heart. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. The light is shining to reveal the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, but he's shining it in your heart. So, Christ has, the anointed one, has always been there, but you didn't see it. So God, out of the darkness, shines the light. You see your heart, and you see, hey, The anointed one. The anointing that shatters yokes and removes burdens. He's always been there. The manifestation of the glory of God. He's always been there. But you didn't know that he's been there like you should know. So, point set. And you say it. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. 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 A manifestation of himself. This is going to be the ministration of the Holy Spirit. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Tomorrow, we're going to wrap up with communion, and we're going to have the elements that fellow brothers who are Jews, they have apples and honey and stuff like that. We are going to revisit some of that and let God speak to us about all of that in real terms. But here, he says to us, but ye are a chosen generation. Glory be to God. So I say, I am a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. We are the priesthood of God. An holy nation. Do you understand? That the one thing that is missing from Christianity is that Christians don't see themselves as a nation. But if you talk about Islam, they talk about the nation of Islam. They see themselves as a nation and as a government. But this time, we are coming to an awareness that we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase. Oh, let me hold on. I'll go back there so I can read it to you. But right now, let me stick with this. An holy nation, a peculiar people. A unique people. Why? That you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And when you step into this marvelous light, you become one with the light. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. I said, when God calls you out of darkness, the Bible says, once you were darkness. That's what the Word of God says. You were darkness. But now I called you into my marvelous light. Now he says, you are the light of the world. Yeah. Who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath transported us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen? Now we will have a national perspective. Nations have leaders. Nations are ordered. Nations have their currency. What is our currency? Our currency is the currency of love. Our currency is the currency of peace. Our currency is the currency of joy. Hallelujah. Our currency is the fruitfulness of the Spirit that comes out of the fruit called love. You're about to fall in love like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. Not lust, love, that thinketh not evil. Love that is not doing stuff without having the God result. Love that is not self-centered and selfish. Love that causes God to reveal himself to us. This is the new place God has brought you and I to. And with that, the Lord says, that's enough for tonight. So, tomorrow is another day. God will take us deeper. I want to encourage every one of us to make sure that we grab a hold of this DVD or CD and listen and listen and listen and listen until you and the Word become one. Because it is in your obedience to the instruction of the Lord and your expectation that the manifestation of this glory is going to be made manifest. Amen? Many are called, few are chosen. Let them that have ears hear. That includes me. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach the word of God and be a castaway. I'm going to experience everything Father says he has on his agenda. Praise the Lord. Rise with me. The Lord continues to pour his oil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the oil. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Rabu Shandaraba Sekete Beketehi. May I have a sound from the keyboard? Rando Bo Shekele Basakata Daba Sekere Bekete Yoshima. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Give me a string sound. Strings. Yanda la bo shekete baraba shakata bakote sekete liberekete ketokoshi. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just receive from the Holy God. Receive from the Holy Spirit. This is not a work of a man. Don't expect anybody to touch you. Just allow God to minister to you right now. Let God just minister to you in His very special way. Glory be to God.
You'll be God, you'll not be man, Alpha Omega, you'll be God, you'll be God, you'll be God, you'll not be man, you are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, Alpha Omega, you are God, you are God, you are God, oh, you are not a man.
Let the Spirit of God rest upon you. Let the Spirit of God rest upon you. This is going to be a move of God, not of man. Where God is going to use little ones, even toddlers, are going to prophesy and declare the word of the Lord. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have I ordained praise. You challenging the word of God? So that he might stop and steal the enemy. There's a violence in the realm of the spirit. A no-nonsense mindset that's about to erupt in the body of Christ. Where sons and daughters make decisions because they understand that it has eternal value. We shall not lose sons and daughters to the operations of the enemy because a fresh anointing is coming upon your people, Lord. We give you praise. 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 Touch, Lord. Touch. 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 Deliver, set free, establish your people, O God, by the unction of the anointing, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, Most High. Reveal Jesus. Reveal Jesus. Manifest your glory, Lord. Manifest your glory, Lord. Manifest your glory, Lord. Manifest your glory, Lord. We'll receive the unction and the anointing. Thank you, Father, for your eternal word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We cannot come and not honor God with our giving. I cannot tell you what you should give or how you should give. But all I can say is, may God speak very clearly to you, to your hearing, and you obediently obey His instruction. For in your obedience, there will be a manifestation. Mary said to the servants, whatever He says for you to do, do it. She expected high expectancy that the son, who did not know that it was time, was going to move. He's going to do something. And so it was that the day of His birthing to His ministry was enacted, and it was turning water into wine. Today, let God touch what you bring to Him and make something greater out of it. Raise your offering if you have it. If you've not placed it already, just raise it. If you've placed it, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. If you need an envelope, just wave. If you need an envelope, wave. An usher will bring an envelope to you. If you wave, He knows that He's bringing something to you. Okay. Father, we are thankful for the grace of giving. Lord, take our little and make it much. We are hooking up with You in partnership. Blessed be Your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, thank You for receiving our offerings. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come. Honor the Lord with your giving. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, same time at 6:30. Honor God with your giving, those of you listening online. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, same time, same place. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Love you.